Attention, calling all whispering hunties. Oh,
okay.
Hi, I'm Nijon, a self-proclaimed semi-drag race expert.
And I'm Nick. I've never watched it before.
And together we are whispering hunties. Oh my God, is that Nick Probst?
It is that me, John Zulu?
Yes, it is.
Oh my God, just a couple of American gals talking yes. about drag queens.
And you know how I love the company of a man talking to me about drag race.
So does Elliot with two T's.
Yeah.
Even though that was kind of the only thing she said. In this week's Snatch Game.
Oh my God, what was that? Flamingo, we better don't. And Ruma yeah. Clan, she don't know.
Yeah, why don't you flamingo home, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I mean, it was a very fun episode.
Yeah.
Super fun. I mean, Snatch Game is a staple.
Everyone loves Snatch Game. I mean, honestly, the buildup for Snatch Game was so big that it kind of fell flat. But you know what?
Yeah.
It was still Snatch Game, and Snatch Game is one of the best things on RuPaul's Drag Race. And I feel like if they would just make a spin-off TV show of Snatch Game, it would be amazing.
Oh, yeah, it would just be fun.
It would just be fun. So when Drag Race is finally over and all the queens are superstars, they can just have celebrity Drag Race Snatch Game because all the drag queens will be celebrities.
And it'll just be a game show. So yeah. It'll just be a spinoff, and I'm here for it, or I will be there for it.
Yeah, we already know we're here for it because, mm-hmm. you know,
we're gonna stay here for it, so we don't have to get here for it.
Yeah. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Something like that. Mm. Yeah. Whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a good way to intro that, but I am not on the up and up right now. Anyway, so we have a US episode for you. We're back with the chameleon. Unfortunately, Noah had to leave.
Yeah, we lost Noah along the way, but you know what? We value every moment we had.
I know. But you know what? This is one of those weeks where we had like a little bit of a complicated schedule. And
I spilled a smoothie on my computer.
Oh my God. The trade was downstairs ready to go. We're still douching. Uh-huh. No, I'm just kidding. No, but so Noah had a conflict that he let us know about. He didn't leave abruptly and he was rude or anything. So don't come for him on Twitter.
Yes.
We're so glad that Noah even graced us with his presence. We also got to hear from Derek off the pod, unfortunately. But Derek's also doing well in case anyone's a fan of Derek Mitchell. but then we got all this great time with the chameleon and honestly, I love the chameleon. And
oh, me too.
It's not that I love anyone more. I'm just glad that we got all this quality time with our friends.
Me too. It's more valuable than ever in these uncertain times.
You sound so fake right now.
Oh, it's from the heart, honey.
Sincere but fake. Thank you. No, but honestly, people, thank you for listening to the pod. We are here with some American realness, and we're ready for you.
Are you ready for us?
I know. So, you know, get into the arms of someone you love. Snuggle up. Grab a seat. Sit back.
Now snap open a LaCroix.
Ooh. And listen to the bubbles. Crackle. And get yourself a slice of that whispering hunties. If Elliot had done it that way, it might have been funny.
Mm-hmm.
Hot gossip. Trash Comedy is the podcast where we trade sweet, sweet facts like they're dirty little pieces of gossip.
We're a New York-based comedy team, and we're joined each week with a funny, delightful friend.
After each person shares their facts, we rate those facts from, oh my god, that's not hot, that's as cold as the coldest ice you've ever seen, to, oh my god, that's so spicy, my mouth is gone.
So if that made sense to you, then please join us on Mondays wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're living in these semi-apocalyptic times. No one really knows what's going to hang on. Mm-hmm. Is there a future? Is there not? Unclear.
Day by day.
But, you know, as we go into lockdown number 275 in Holland, and as we have decided that we cannot show nipples, but our faces are more important during COVID in America, is there any COVID wisdom left?
Well, it's a dry spell. I don't know.
Ain't that the truth?
But have you learned anything from this time?
That drugs are very nice.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I second that.
We've been experimenting like hell.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You know, that like breaks you out of your own mind a little bit.
It very much does. It very much does.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what, people? Do what you need to do to get
right?
through. And,
exactly.
You know, definitely, definitely get in touch with yourself, your mind, your body. Mm-hmm. Because I find that the moments during the pandemic when I don't do that are the moments when, like, where stuff gets dark.
And yeah, exactly. And it's been the first time where I could really, like, turn into myself and mm-hmm. stuff. And I'm getting a bit more, like, spiritual and whatever. And it's been really good for me.
So. Oh, my God. Are you getting spiritual like Mama Queen and you're going to give birth to a baby?
Yes. No, I had a tarot reading and everything. And I have, like, three of
them. I love tarot. I love tarot. Yeah, no, I'm into tarot. If you have a good tarot person, we should have a tarot party.
You know what the spirit is telling me that something really big is coming in the next few coming months, and I don't know if that's success or just like a big
yeah
you know.
Well, I have to say that you've never looked better. You know, the face
Thank
looks
you.
Fresh.
I'm
feeling your energy.
Fresh like an egg. Right out of the chicken's cloaca.
Right out of the hole.
Yeah. and that is what COVID wisdom is. It's about creating some light in the darkness. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So we're back with the U.S. Do we have a whole story update?
Oh yeah. Sorry. I zoned out for 1 second, thinking of the word cloaca.
So we're back to the U.S. and to kick us off, we're gonna check.
Do
in
we
with...
want to be back into the U.S.?
Unclear. okay. But Nick, can you kick us off with the whole story, please?
Oh, I certainly can. In local national news, we are fresh from our double Shantae of this season. It's not Candy's first time in the bottom, but will Candy flip this save into even more overconfidence? I said what I said, but at least the winner circle is shook. The goddess T.S. Madison is back and RuPaul looks great in that suit as we get into this awesome punk rock mini challenge. More of this, please. Everyone's having fun and we get to see Pit Crew with instruments. I don't care that they're not really playing. They look like sexy musicians and that's enough for me. Tina wins since it's not a runway. Yes, girl, you rock. With that, it's the moment we've all been waiting for. Snatch game with a lot of queens. Yes, Gottmik, you will slay as Paris Hilton just like I hoped. Utica, girl, what are you doing with those squirrels? Just wear the afro. Rosé is not choosing who I thought. I thought she was going to pick Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek because she does that at some live shows and it is absolutely hilarious. But anyway, I trust her, so we'll see how Mary Queen of Scots goes. Candy doesn't know what Scotland is, apparently. And Candy is doing Patrick Starr, who I don't know, but I thought she was saying Patrick Starr from SpongeBob, which might be better for her anyway. I'm anxious to see Simone's take on Harriet Tubman. It's neat to have a couple historical figures. I like that. The stunning Raven is back, and poor Chup is here. Oh, this is so great. Oh. And we've got mostly very solid intros, except for Elliot, Olivia, and Utica. Rosé is being Scottish and Candy is being Candy, but at least it's funny. Or again, maybe she's doing a perfect impersonation and I just don't know who Patrick Starr is. Utica is giving us big yikes. Olivia is flailing and we see the narrative playing out during painting with Utica saying an opinion that she didn't honestly express to Olivia earlier. And I expect them both in the bottom two. But still, Elliot's Rue McClanahan was a big flop. And I can vouch that Rosé has the sweetest parents. And for the runways, Olivia has a very fun idea, and I love the Mercury. Rosé has yet another fluffy, ruffly silhouette. But this one is a little better. Simone, an understated look with a huge statement. I love it, and I love her. I love Utica's idea, but it's not a salvation look. Gottmik looks f-ing amazing. Little unsafety pin. Denali looks so cute and has a very solid episode overall. Be happy if you're safe, girl. And I'm giving Elliot a boot. I like Tina's interesting look for the most part. I think that fascinator was a really fun, cute idea, but I wish it was a better fabric on the main garment. More texture would have helped heighten it. And Candy looks great and fashion forward. Gottmik is a winner, baby, and it's very well deserved. And while I would have been fine with all three in the bottom lip syncing and two going home, we've got Elliot versus Utica, and it's not a gag. We saw the writing on the wall. I love what Utica's doing, and I feel like I saw Elliot's missing some words. Either way, we got some more kooky fashion quirks for at least another week. And cult favorite actress Missy Pyle says goodbye. Aww. We've got 8 girls left, and that's the whole story.
Oh my god, we love it. Thank you. Wait, did you just reference Missy Pyles?
Missy Pyle, yeah.
The new Jersey drag queen?
Oh no, not Missy Pyles, or I don't know who that is. Missy Pyle is an actress who looks just like Elliot with 2 T's when in drag.
Oh, okay, Missy. Okay, I was like, oh my god, like what in the Sherry Pie is going on?
Oh no, I don't know Missy Pyles.
Also, in other news, Sherry Pie did an expose interview on someone's TV show.
I've seen it.
Yeah. I did not watch. About that. Joseph Googly something, I don't know. But
I don't know who that
is. Yeah, I think that's, that's Sherry Pie's real name.
Right? I don't know who that is.
Oh, I don't either, honestly.
Yeah.
I think we should leave it at that and don't give people like that a platform.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Totally, okay, sorry. Moving on. I may edit it out. Here's a question.
Tell me.
Is the winner's circle really canceled, though?
I think yes. I wouldn't say canceled, but like they definitely, it's no advantage. I mean, they didn't gain any advantage. It was just like a game type of thing to separate the girls.
Or like whatever. I think it was a cute line that like Rosé said in front of the mirror, and then they made it seem as if like she was really coming for the girls now. But like I was like, I don't know. I think there are too many wins. I think they're already a clique. Like I think they're like, they're producing the show.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So I don't know how the current version of the TV show exists without the winner circle. You know, it's cute that you can win a challenge, Rosé, but. I'd still watch out.
Yeah, but like all three last week were winner circle girls who were in the bottom. So I think that's like the big
point. And then one was safe, and then the other two were saved. Like
I know, that's true. And then they kept them all around, and they were all safe this week.
That's so happened to the B girls how many times, and how many of them have stayed? So
I totally get that point. Yeah.
And Candy has not won a challenge, and she got double saved.
But like fingers crossed, the winner circle is shook. But honestly, they haven't gone anywhere.
And I don't think that Candy's gonna win a challenge.
I don't either.
Can I just say though, I thought in this whole episode, I thought Elliot had very much an energy of like, can I just go home, please?
Yeah, she was ready. Yeah. She was ready. Yeah. She was
ready. I don't want to be here.
You know what? It was also like the black eyebrows with that flamingo outfit and then like no
the
lip.
The flamingo outfit?
That outfit?
The first outfit I've ever seen.
That outfit looked horrible.
All right, we are changing the order of the podcast because I just want us to give this outfit its due.
We have to call it out right now. We're going to talk about. If you see something, you say something.
You see something. Anyway, now. That flamingo outfit.
I don't even want to call it that. I'm so sorry to cut you off, but I don't even want to call it that because it was not a flamingo outfit.
It was a flamingo.
If you have to be told what the storyline is, because I didn't get it at all. Then it's not the storyline. Anyway, be done. I'm so sorry. Continue.
Okay. Now, I know that asymmetrical sounds great. It sounds like fashion. But
it's not.
It's not always, just because it's asymmetrical doesn't mean that you should like disrespect the category of asymmetry by like including that outfit into that.
Good like, word choice because it was a disrespect.
Also, I think there's a difference between asymmetrical and like you took two different outfits and you stitched them together, which is what that really felt like because the pant, like the frilly pant, it wasn't like tulle, but it was like very loose fabric.
Yeah.
Like that really felt like a whole nother outfit that was just like stitched together onto a bodysuit.
Yeah.
And which is probably what it was anyway, but.
When she explained it, I did get it, but I was like.
I don't get it.
But it's still ugly.
What was the runway even?
It was Fascinator.
Fascinator. Great. Yeah. Where was her Fascinator?
That was that big feather moment, which like feather moment. Sure.
Was that a feather moment or was that a afro?
Oh, it was like a feather on one side thing. Yeah.
I don't even. This is how bad this outfit was. I don't even know what that was. As far as I'm concerned, she had a kinky wig that was combed to the sides.
Your brain is blocking it out already.
She had these enormous black eyebrows that seemed really weird because the hair was so blonde, so it didn't make sense to see these huge black eyebrows. I was like, she needed to add like a little bit of pink, glitter, gold, and something. And then the makeup was weird because she already has such a small mouth.
Yeah.
And then she did this kind of like avant-garde, like I'm just gonna, do my foundation all the way over my lips and then I'm not gonna give you any sort of dimension there. I guess that made her look like a bird.
Right. I mean, it was super toned down. And like we've seen Elliot even in like a more simply inspired look, like that flapper she did, but it was all the right detailing and all the right touches to make it look really nice.
So
we've seen her
cute.
Do polish on something simple. Yeah. This was neither polished and it was like complicated in weird ways that did not flatter her at all.
I'm going to say is that Michelle Visage is basically, she's not a judge that takes sides. She's a judge that does what needs to be done so that everyone else can do their job. Yeah. You know, she's RuPaul's, sidekick, she's there to make sure that if RuPaul says something, she laughs like it's the funniest thing. And then in this case, her job was to finally say something nice because everyone knows that Michelle can read you to filth. To Elliot about this outfit, even though it was confusing as all hell, so that everyone could tear her to shreds for the rest of that like little exchange. Because if you remember, okay, so Michelle was like, oh, I didn't get it, but I'm starting to get the outfit. Okay, blah, blah, blah. So you got a semi-nice comment from Michelle, and then everyone was like, but your snatch game, though.
right. I know, it was almost like they had to say something kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that it was like soften the blow so that they weren't completely reading her, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's like, honey, she went home. Read her.
Read her.
Just read her.
Look, everyone's afraid of being canceled now, so you can't. Okay.
Right. Well, her snatch game was the worst and her outfit was the worst. So sorry, hun.
I have some questions, though, about the beginning of this episode, which have to do with the snatch game. So clearly, we're afraid that Tina's going home because she wins the mini challenge. I was very afraid. Second, why can't Utica wear an afro?
She, like, got it in her head of just what we're talking about, afraid of being canceled. But that makes it, like, she made it weird. You know what I mean?
But now people are going to cancel her for saying that white people can't wear afros.
I mean, that's the weird thing, is that, like, she was so afraid, she kind of made a self-fulfilling prophecy, because it's like, well, girl, now we're going to make fun of you for doing this stupid squirrel hat idea, rather than just wearing the afro and not making a big deal out of it, because also, it's not a big deal. RuPaul said, well, white people have afros, too.
Yeah, don't, let's not start, like, saying that, like, black people own, I mean, we have a lot of afros, but, like, if you have curly hair... That's something that, like, white people have been trying to beat out of themselves for generations.
Yeah, and, like, Bob Ross literally had a curly afro, and nobody's canceling him because that was just his hair.
Yeah.
Well, I did like, it was original, though. I did like it.
I think it was a
runway, maybe.
Okay, but, I think maybe coming from, like, Europe, like, it reads a little differently, but, like...
Yeah, maybe.
Like, the thing with the afro was that it showed, like... It showed a cultural insensitivity in a way that reads really badly because America's really trying to be woke right now. And for a white person to say that white people can't wear afros was like, okay, I don't think you got the message, girl.
Well,
like,
that I get, but if I just look at the afro itself, I'm like, oh, that's original work. But the meaning behind it, like, why she wanna do it, that's of course.
Yeah, stupid. I mean, obviously, yeah, that was like a totally different... If she had somehow... worked squirrels into her whole Bob Ross outfit, and it was like there were squirrels in the hair and there were squirrels crawling all over him and there were just all these goddamn squirrels.
Yeah.
And then if she had spent the whole time talking about, like, brushing a little tree, because he always used to, like, stroke the trees. It was
happy little trees. Yeah.
Yeah, happy little trees. Yeah. Happy little trees. But, like, there were so many things that could have been done, but, like, I mean, Gottmik is, like, the wisest person on the TV show right now, because all of Gottmik reads, she's like, she'll tell you what's wrong with the situation. She's like, Bob Ross is like an ASMR moment, and, like, I don't want that on my Snatch Game. Like, I need right. like life, not right. and like pointedness.
I think Bob Ross is a bad choice for Snatch Game, because Bob Ross's whole thing is being quiet and painting, and that's
and
not
being
Snatch
agreeable.
Game-y.
And being agreeable. Yeah. So
think about, and also the squirrels have nothing to do with Bob Ross.
But also
nothing.
Think about people who do well on Snatch Games. So when Jinx Monsoon did it and she was little Edie mm-hmm. is, like, delusional and, like, will say things, like, because little Edie thinks that little Edie's right. So it's like that's a powerful character. Judge Judy with Bianca. Like, Judge Judy reads people and takes control of a situation. When Chad and Bob did three characters, they did three characters who suck all the air out of the room. You really have to, the bigger the better.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You have to draw people in. You have to make people look at you and just try to make sense. Just try.
Also, this case in point of America not knowing anything about the world, how does no one know who Mary Queen of Scots was? Like, Candy was, like, almost offended that we had, like, a Scottish character. Like, she's like, that's against the rules. Like, I don't understand this accent. And I was just like,
wow. Like, Candy, girl. Have you heard yourself talk? Girl, you need subtitles. Yeah.
Girl.
When
girl.
She talks fast, you can't.
Also, Mary Queen of Squats.
Mary Queen of Squats.
Queen of Squats. I love it.
Oh, that's
well,
great.
Actually, if you look at the number of times she got married, she was the Queen of Squats, because she must have been doing something right. Yeah. She married the King of France.
She got them cakes.
And then he died. And then, you know, normally, like, you know, back in the day, if you married someone and they died, you're kind of, like, used goods. So, like, you have to become, like, the dowager queen or whatever.
Yeah.
So she married the Queen of the King of France before he became king, and then that was really sad. Then she went back to Scotland, where she was from. So she's actually Mary Queen of Scots. I can't say it. Okay. Mary Queen of Scots is actually French, because she was raised in France, and so, like, that was actually her first kind of language. So she was raised in France, and so she wouldn't actually have had a Scottish accent. I think that that sort of affectation was kind of ridiculous on Rosé's part, because
being cartoony.
She moved to Scotland as a fully grown adult, having already been married. And then she moved to Scotland. She did eventually get married, and then she had her son. And then she, you know, basically they were trying to replace Elizabeth with Mary Queen of Scots because they're like distant cousins or whatever. And they're like, and it, she was also a Stuart more so than a Tudor, but she was a Tudor by blood, which was like also kind of murky. So like all the historical details
are a mess. All the storylines.
But she had so many lovers. Like basically the reason that they brought her down was because she had one husband, but she didn't really like him. So she was trying to run off with another one. Ugh, the scandal. And anyway, so she just, all the men did her wrong, but they did her good.
Sounds like The Crown. I love it.
I know. There was a TV show. There's a whole TV show called Rain.
Oh, the TV
and it has to do with Rain is all about Mary Queen of Scots. It's good. It's good. Get into it. Now that we've talked about how horrible Americans are at history, which is no surprise to anyone else. So we're going to go through Snatch Game. And I have one word to describe each queen. Utica.
Terrible.
Confusing as hell. Well, confusing.
Delusional. Olivia.
Questionable.
Flop.
Delusional. Elliot.
Go home.
Confused. Candy.
Candy. It was just candy.
Facts.
Be yourself.
Competent. Tina.
Meh.
Good attempt.
Excuses. Rosé.
Competent.
Fun.
Great. Denali.
Good, good.
Surprise.
Fierce, honey.
Yes,
yes, honey. House down boots. Stylish.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say, like, she really did surprise me in how good she did.
Yeah. Simone.
Freedom!
Present. She was present.
Work.
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 Got Mick.
Everything.
It was so everything. Hard.
Yes. I love it.
Oh my God, the guy is so hot.
Oh yeah. Easy win. Easy winner.
Yes, yes.
Also, one little tidbit that we also need to comment on. When they showed that flashback of Silky Nut McGinnage in that uncombed, like, 40-inch wig, I was like,
unforgivable.
How dare you put this back on television? Because you had the real T.S. Madison on stage looking flawless, as T.S. Madison always looks, and then you had Silky Nut McGinnage pretending to be T.S.
Just being Silky, silky.
In this uncombed, when she turned around to show us the inches... It just was like, oh, no, 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 sit back. Silky, sit down. Silky, sit down.
Yes.
Now, we have to take a moment to... Dear Rue McClanahan and Blanche, we're so sorry. This will never happen again. We will not cancel Elliot, but we know that she's already been, everyone has just...
We'll be giving her a talking to.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. So many things. But I think the thing that the people need to remember is that just because you come from a similar background does not mean that you are a similar person to the person that also comes from that background.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, Blanche had a lilt in her voice that was gone with the wind, passionate, sultry. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think people are trying to find something that's, like, close to themselves, because a good example of that is Gottmik did something that's close to herself and that really worked.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have the same voice.
Like, exactly.
Not gonna lie.
Oh, right. Total California vocal fry. Yeah.
Yeah, but Gottmik also, like, knows Barris. And,
yes, had multiple things to say.
And Gottmik also hangs out with the Parises, the Gigi Gorgeouses. Yeah. Like, she hangs out with rich white women all the time.
But that's how you do it right.
Who put on personas for cameras and then also have personas behind. So, like, she's in that space.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if Elliot ever met Rue McClanahan, but she didn't.
Probably not.
She didn't. But there are other people. I mean, she actually would have been a good Nancy Grace. Not gonna lie.
Oh yeah. Oh, she
would have. She would have been much better Nancy Grace. Mm-hmm. You know, like add a little bit of a sour attitude with that same accent, and then the mm-hmm. like her timbre of voice would have been great.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or I mean, I wouldn't really want to see it. Well, she's not big enough. Ah, damn it. I was thinking of that woman that did the cooking show that was racist. But she could also do her.
Oh, Paula Dean? Totally, totally. She could have done it. Yeah.
Her accent to me kind of reminds me of Paula Dean a little bit too.
Oh, yeah.
Or she could have done Dance Moms. She could have dressed up as the Dance Moms woman.
I just wonder, like, no matter what Elliot chose, seeing her do Rue in that way and kind of miss the point of, like, what Snatch Game kind of should feel like. Mm. And you should have a lot of different things to say, and you should have a couple different jokes you can pull out. She didn't get that. So it almost felt like, oh, I pick a celebrity and then do it.
I know, but every season, these girls get warned.
Like, oh, I know. And, every season, these girls are warned. Like every season, there is some girl who, like, Rue goes doesn't up and, nail it.
Rue's like, oh, you're going to do, you know, I love Golden Girls.
Pick somebody well-known.
You're going to do Golden Girls? You know, I love Golden Girls. Like,
To backtrack a little bit, how great is Abby Lee Miller as a Snatch Game character?
Yes, that's what I was trying to say. Like,
yeah, I was like, oh my god, work.
Like, we need Abby Lee Miller on Snatch Game. There's so many things to do. You know, like I'm hiding money in my bags, like blah blah.
I love that.
You know, when Abby Miller loses her temper, like Abby Miller
just rolls away in a wheelchair. Like,
yeah. I mean, to play it right, I would do it before the wheelchair action, because that's when like Abby Miller gets dark. But no, I mean, worries, everything up until that is like super funny.
Yeah.
It was rough. But then also, who is Tabitha Brown? I don't know who Tabitha Brown is.
I've seen her on
Olivia.
TikTok,
Olivia didn't let us know.
But like, I mean, Gottmik said it well. She's like, either you're gonna spend the whole time explaining who that is, or you're gonna, like, you know, it's confusing. Like, no one, and then everyone on the judging panel said that they knew and they loved Tabitha Brown, but I feel like they all had a chance to Google her before so that they could say that they knew her.
Yeah.
No one knows who Tabitha Brown is. Like, who is this? I don't even know. I haven't even looked it up. I still don't know. I'm gonna look it up on the pod, but I still don't know who this is, and I don't know why she matters. And I'm sorry, but like, if I hear one more vegan joke, like, it's just gonna, like, I'm gonna pop off, because, look, vegetables are lovely and I don't mind tofu. So sometimes I eat it, but, you know, girl. Oh no. Oh no.
You know her, right?
No. She posted. Oh my God. Wait a minute, though.
After Olivia?
Tabitha Brown has 3 million followers. She is somebody. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
She's the world's favorite mom. She's CEO of Donald's Recipe. Let's see what she said about Olivia's performance.
Oh, did she post about it?
They say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Flattery. Wow, I can't believe this happened tonight on Drag Race. Olivia Lux impersonating me. Wow, love you, honey. Oh, and Rue, not knowing who I am is your business, but I absolutely love you.
Aw, cute. I love that.
Okay, she took it in stride, because they did kind of diss her. You know what? She just seems like a really cute mom, you know, nice. With a fro.
Nice. We love cute moms.
I see that, though. Like, I watch her comments sometimes, and someone is like, I would take a bullet for her. I'm like,
oh. Oh, who? Tabitha Brown?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it was very sweet comments on her videos. She's lovely.
Okay, so she's too likable then, you know, because, you know, like a bubblegum nice... I think that's probably why Olivia brought her. She thought that she could be like cute and like blah blah blah. But it's like, no, honey, you need some controversy.
Yeah,
character.
Like, yeah, we want to know. Like, we love celebrities whose story we already kind of know a little bit, just so that we can have things that you're playing off of.
Yeah,
things exactly. You're making that we get right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what I'm gonna say. What I'm going to say to that is, Lucy, honey, get it together.
Please explain to me what that is about.
I couldn't even do it right because it's too funny.
Oh,
okay, so I am obsessed with Very That. Very That is a podcast with Raja and Delta Work. And also, by the way, last week on the podcast, Nick called Raven Raja.
Oh, I know. I totally did. And I realized that really... even as we were recording. And just, I think it was because for some reason, like, as I've been streaming all these seasons and, like, watching all this content all by itself, people have paired up Raven and Raja together for some reason for me, and also the photo review, the fashion photo review. Mm-hmm. So I just like got confused when I was typing it out. Whoops. She was
hella confused, and it was really funny. So Delta Work was minding her own business, and as she does, and someone sent her an email, and it was from Lucy Honey. And Lucy Honey asked Delta Lake if she would like to be would like to be a Cosmo UK queen. Now, Delta Work did not take kindly to the fact that her name is not Delta Lake, and was really surprised, like, Lucy Honey would not do her research as to who Delta Work was and who Darien Lake was, and also that seemingly from the contents of the email, it didn't really seem like she was going to get paid for it. So I don't know how these Cosmo Queen things work, but apparently they may not pay the queens that do the Cosmo Queens. And so, like, basically the whole letter was about letting her know, like, how many followers that they had and how they were going to, like, here's our following. And, like, it's really big on Snapchat. Who's still on Snapchat? I don't know. Is that still a thing? Anyway.
Children.
So anyway, and they're like, our production, like, blah, 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 blah. And so Delta really read her to filth, and I'm gonna try and play it for you because
it'll work, please.
Because I love the two of you, and because this is now part of the gay vernacular.
Okay, I need to hear this.
It's really good.
Work.
Okay. And I'd like to read for you an email that I received from Lucy Honey.
Damn. Okay. You're naming names. Okay.
I want you to pay attention to the very first three letters of, or for three words of this. Dear Delta Lake.
Oh!
Happy New Year! I hope this email finds you very well in this strange old time. We wanted to touch base about how the possibility of having you shoot a beauty transformation for a popular strand, Cosmo Queens, for Cosmopolitan magazine in the UK. This is the second series, and we will air it from February 26th. The content will be rolled out online and across social platforms. Very exciting. Cosmo UK have partnered with Snapchat, who will be featuring this strand as a series. Beauty-themed content seems to really resonate with the Snapchat audience and with Cosmopolitan's Beauty Lab show, along with the 29.4 million views last year and more than half a million total subscribers across our Snap Show series. For the video, we would like for you to shoot doing a drag beauty transformation. Here are some filming notes, ... Then you can send us the new files, and we're going to edit it Cosmo Queen signature style. You can use it to promote anything you're working on in the accompanying blurb and feature links to support your work. Blah, 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 blah. She goes on and on and on and on. I look forward to hearing from you and hope to have you join us for our hugely popular series. Very best wishes. Now, mind you, this is also telling me that there's 27.6 million followers, 80 million across the platform. Love
Delta
so much.
Delta Lake.
Very best wishes, Lucy Honey, talent executive. So I went ahead and responded. And I said, Lucy Honey, while I appreciate your message however you intended, I invite you to a quick Google search before clicking send. My name is Delta Work. I'm an Emmy Award-winning producer, two-time VMA performing artist, writer, hairstylist, cultural podcasting, female impersonator who doesn't set trends. I maintain style.
Ooh,
I'm not
work.
To be confused professionally with my very dear friend Darien Lake, the world-traveling, top-four-ranking, sought-after mistress of ceremonies and philanthropist. I realize to most people we are just old, fat, and blonde, but for the love of all things sacred, get it together. Lucy Honey, I'm definitely not seeing talent executive realness. Please keep your hands clean and your face covered, Delta Work. I mean.
Wow. Oh. Wow. She was spitting bars. She was spitting bars.
Oh, she was. And that track change in her response had
everything.
Me vibing. Had
everything.
Me absolutely vibing.
Yes. Wow, that was so good.
I love that. Oh, and you got to pay attention to the first three words of this letter. Dear Delta Lake.
That makes it even better.
Excuse me?
Wow.
Yeah, well, when you make yourself a fool like that, you got to get called out.
Oh my God. So now my new thing is anytime that someone is really not serving some realness, executive realness, and that is a euphemism for like being able to do whatever you're supposed to be able to do like professionally.
Yeah.
Is Lucy, honey, Lucy, honey,
Lucy, honey, Lucy, honey.
Everything. Well, thank you for enlightening me. That was perfect.
Oh my God.
I love
it. It's it. I don't know. Everything. I don't know if I can legally put any of that in the podcast, but we'll see.
I hope you can.
I think I can probably just get away with like doing like just Delta's part. We'll see. Anyway. Yeah. But back to U.S. Drag Race. I'm sorry. That was so funny. I'm like, we just need more. We need more Delta work. I mean, we need more Delta work in our lives. Like, I don't care about the new All-Stars cast at all now. I just want to listen to Delta work do anything. You know what I mean? Just
like, for real. That was so good.
Obviously, on the runway, Gottmik like pinned down a win because that was gorgeous.
Well, so good. So gorge.
Well.
Oh, who should have won?
The pin looked really cheap, though.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I thought that the blood looked weird.
Yeah.
I think I didn't mind the pin. I just didn't like
it. But it was campy because of the size of it. So I really didn't mind the like.
But make sure it's secure because it was like bobbing like to the front. It was just not stable.
That's true.
An easy trick is to have like a band around her neck so like you hide it.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
But she paints her neck white, right?
No, I don't think she does.
Oh, it's just
the face, right?
Is it just the chin? Okay.
I think it's just like clown face. But she did that for, she did a white face for the safety pin, right?
Yeah
she did.
Because she's been avoiding doing the white face for most of her.
Which is smart.
Oh,
If you have a thing that everyone knows you for, it's good to change it up right at the beginning a little bit.
Yes.
And then to just double down on it. Like.
So you just save yourself from that note.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, stroke versatility. Okay, so, but I mean, honestly, like, I think Denali was good. I don't know if it was a win, but I always get triggered whenever I see Fab Five because I've hooked up with one of them. And,
it's Bill.
No, not on the pod. This is a secret.
The Russian government will hack the file.
I'm sitting on a secret.
A little red dot just on her face.
Yeah, it appears.
No, but it's very triggering to every time I see anything with the fact I haven't even watched the new Queer Eye because I can't look at it, you know?
I've never watched the new one because they're liberals. And...
But did you hook up with one of the new ones or the old ones?
One of the new ones.
Oh, word. Oh, now I want to know.
I know. I kind of wish I had hooked up with one of the old ones because they're kind of daddies now.
Yeah, right.
Wow. It was like a one-night stand, though. But it's weird when it's in media because, like, you see them everywhere. And you're like, God, like, ugh. Like, how do I...
remember that night.
Like, how do I, you know... Yeah, remember that night. And, like, how do I want to forget it.
And on my phone screen. And like, in the little shrine in my apartment.
Anyone else, it would just be, like, one random night when I was out. You know.
But how cool is that, though? Like, that you're that person. Imagine having every hookup and they cannot, like, avoid you everywhere. I'd live. I love that.
You know, you've been on America. you've been on Holland's Got Talent. All the people that you've hooked up in the past are like, damn.
I did get some message out there.
Yes. You know what? And may you get many more. slip and slide into those DMs, people.
Yeah, ooh, slide into all the DMs. Mm-hmm.
So Rosé loves ruffles. They don't love her, but that rose dress was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that fascinator, it was an incredible fascinator. And she included, like, the little thorns as the little spikes. I thought that was really smart. So this was better than a lot of the ruffles we've seen.
I've seen it done better, but that's my opinion.
I mean, yeah, we saw it done better on in My Fair Lady, which is basically the inspiration for that dress. So
yeah.
Many years ago, many, many years ago. You guys didn't see this, or maybe you did, but in Untucked, they really threw Utica under the bus. And they said that she's been fake, that she's one way in front of the cameras, and that she's not.
I was shocked to hear Rosé bring up the, like, when they were having dinner, she, like, brought up her extra read notes for the reading challenge and was listing them off. And I was like...
Why would you do that?
But, like, also, I mean, I know that I actually feel like Rosé has tried a little bit to be more of who Rosé is. And so for Rosé to bring it up, I do feel like it was like it generally did come off as mean because the reading challenge is like, you know, for the cameras, very specific. But, like, maybe some of Utica's reads were not actually like. Because Utica's reads were already awkward with, like, the Vaseline moment with Simone. So I wouldn't be surprised if her reads came off as mean rather than funny. But I also just kind of felt like, wow, they don't like her.
It did kind of ring that it was like, well, she doesn't seem to have a lot of friends.
Yeah, especially because, like, I don't know, I would have taken that whole situation differently. Because, like, I feel like I'd be more combative than Utica was. Utica's like, and sure, it's like deer in headlights kind of moment, but I'd just be like.
She was like, well, I'm worried about conflict. And it's like, well, so you're saying you have no opinion or defense or apology? Or, I mean, and she did apologize, but it was like, that's just such a weird reaction to just be like. Yeah.
But also with, like, Olivia, when she was, like, mad that, like, that Utica said something about her being in the bottom, like, you know, when Olivia did badly, but, like, Utica didn't tell that to her face initially, I was like, girl, I'd just be like, I'm sorry. You know what? I was trying to be nice to you because I knew that you must have been feeling some kind of way after that Snatch game, and I was just trying to be nice. It wasn't that good, and I'm sorry that I wasn't honest in the moment. End of story. Mm-hmm. End of. I'd be like, gloves are off. And then Olivia could stop being, like, such a two-year-old about her delusional performance of Tammy Brown, because it wasn't Tabitha Brown.
Tammy Brown.
imagine that. Because it wasn't that good, and she was holding on to a bit of a delusion with it.
Yeah, and then with the Some Kind of Way situation, like, I was like, okay, so now we're gonna bring up everything that happened off camera. Is that, like, a new thing? Like, I'd be like, I've never watched this on Untucked on RuPaul's Drag Race. This is interesting. So you're coming after me because what? Oh, that was mean? Okay, fine. I'm sorry. I did it. I thought it was funny. It was in bad taste. I apologize. And I'd be like, end of. You wanna keep talking about it? You think I'm fake? Am I being fake now?
And that would have been better TV.
Yeah,
at the same time. Yeah, it was weird. It was like a pile-on onto Utica, and I don't know. Maybe they're setting up, like, her leaving next week or something. I don't know.
Utica's still on the show?
Yeah.
I was being shady.
she's just there in the background being like, well, I'm afraid of conflict. Step into the...
Dear Lord knows she's going home soon. Not after this performance.
I know. They're...
Yeah, that or they'll keep her...
What if it's her and Tina paired together or something?
Unclear. But anyway, so I just... But this is me. Like, I'd be a little bit more combative because I'd be like, okay, I totally understand that you're offended, but, like, are we fighting because you want to fight for the cameras right now, or are we fighting because you're actually upset? If you're actually upset, let's talk about it right now, and I will apologize to you for what it is that I did. But if it's just to bring up drama because I made a comment about Olivia right after we finished Snatch Game when I also did bad and Olivia did bad and maybe I wanted us to feel better about it, I'm sorry for trying to be a supportive friend that sometimes doesn't tell my friend 100% of what they need to hear.
Yeah.
Because stuff is rough and we're isolated in hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were like grasping at straws to make it like a thing. Like, well, Utica did this.
I mean, like, there must be no more drama left if they're bringing stuff that happened off camera. I'm shocked they were even allowed to eat dinner together, right?
Oh, I know, yeah.
Because that's normally they're supposed to be isolated. It's so weird. Who can take the crown?
Well, I think Simone's gonna win, but my favorite is Rosé anyway.
Oh, nice. Okay. I mean, I agree. I still think Simone is top dog.
Got Mick.
Oh my god, what? Yes.
Got Mick is back.
Got Mick totally can like win. I think Got Mick and Simone have the same amount of like well-roundedness. They can pull out camp, they can pull out funny if they have to, but they can also be total fashion queens. And RuPaul said to Got Mick this week, "You always bring it on the runway." And that's a huge compliment from Ru.
Do you remember all of the comments that Gottmik got was the same sort of level of Rue just being like, "You're a star, baby," because for Gottmik's feedback, it wasn't just that Gottmik brought it on the runway. It was that, you know, it was the professionalism, kind of similar to how when Bimini was on the runway, she kind of did treat it like a roast. She had like kind of like a joke for each judge. And when Gottmik was doing Snatch Game, she had so many levels, you know, the low voice, then the airhead voice. Like they literally said to her, like, "This is a good week for you," or something like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's like you're peaking at the right time. Someone said that Ross said that to he said that to someone that didn't win. But anyway, but they made top three. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a sign. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's true. Could we quickly, or do you think it's worth doing like top four predictions for now?
No, there are too many people left. This is like
still too
episode.
Many.
This is episode 500 bajillion of this
out
season.
Out of the two season 13. Yeah.
I mean, literally, Australia's Drag Race will be crowning someone before this season's over. So, like, Jesus. The chameleon, Delta Lake. Lucy, honey.
Honey.
Lucy, honey. Honey. Thank you for coming on the pod.
Yes. Oh my God. It is always such a treat.
It was fun to socialize again.
I know. And it's so good to see you. Thanks for stopping by the lives. Thanks for commenting, curling up.
We're friends, even though we're miles and miles apart.
On our world tour, we cannot wait to make this an in-person thing.
Oh, y'all come to Amsterdam when stuff opens up again and we're going to party.
Talk about a bucket list.
Yes.
We are a vaccine away from hopping on a plane.
And maybe just one dose if we get that Johnson Johnson, honey.
Honey, I'll sniff Johnson Johnson. I don't care.
Honestly, I don't know if this is actually allowed, but like, what? Can you take two different vaccines? Like, do they check that?
They've been saying that like, I just don't think we have all the data yet, but I think they're saying that like you will, if you get one of the two dose ones, like maybe you can mix and match, but I don't think they've had a definitive answer yet. It's still pretty early.
I honestly want to be like double vaccinated, because now the cool thing, the new iPhone of 2021 is getting the vaccine.
Yeah. So like, I can't wait for that vaccine. Yeah.
You know, everyone's like posting like, "Oh my God, got my new iPhone. Oh my God.
Got my vaccine. Yes. Going to my vaccine only party."
So, you know, like if you can do it really well once, everyone's going to get fixated and be like, "Got my second vaccine," because they get the two shot. But then they'll be like, "I got a third one. Yes, no more COVID.
I got the Samsung vaccine. It's just as effective, but its camera isn't as good."
Yeah. So.
And they get mutated.
I know. So. Okay. But where can people find you, stalk you in a consensual way and never arrive there to bully you?
Well, don't bully me, but if you got dick pics and you're somewhat attractive, hit me up. But you can find me at the.chameleon, and chameleon is with a K like Kardashian. Mm-hmm. And like some pics, share some pics, it's fine. And if you're cute, I'll follow you back.
Yeah. Like, subscribe, follow, and tip. Just the tip. Just a little tip. Mm-hmm. Tip. And, you know, I mean, if you have an OnlyFans, if you want to give out some free memberships, that's fine. Or just like send us the OnlyFans content, but like directly.
Yeah. We can be your draft police. Like, yes. Run the drafts by us, and we'll tell you if it's good enough.
Well, yeah. If there's a need for it, I could try.
Yeah. But,
Makes it mad.
But everybody that's listening, remember to like, subscribe, follow Whispering Hunties. Check out our Hunting Whispering Wednesdays and leave comments on our social media, but also please comment on the pod, especially on Apple Podcasts, because that helps with the search engine optimization within the Apple Podcast world.
Yes, and make sure you attend our lives every Wednesday afternoon.
I mean, and also, if you really like us, share us with someone you love, because we all need to share things that we love with people that we love. You know, I've been saying donate to Texas if you can, because that is very much still a thing. People don't have houses, literally. You know, one last thing. If your friend is on OnlyFans and they just went through a breakup, maybe give them a call.
Reach out.
Yeah, reach out.
We've been seeing some
self-destructive behavior going on, and someone that actually knows someone needs to reach out. I don't need to call anyone by their name and call them out, but someone that actually knows these people need to reach out and to just say, it's not that being on OnlyFans is wrong. We just need to understand the reasons why. And that's all. That's all. Okay. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Whispering Hunties is not endorsed by World Wonder, VH1, Viacom, Great Canada, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We love Drag Race and Canada's Drag Race, and all names, pictures, all music are registered trademarks and or copyrights to their respective copyright holders.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.